From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations a batch of data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to a crippling blow against them. Counterterrorism experts in the U.S., Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation of UN by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation UN Security Council, Ban said that such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people it's sent to protect. UN mission in the Central African Republic has been the subject of most of the allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation. President Obama welcomed fellow progressive Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House on Thursday for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Trudeau spoke to reporters. President Obama highlighted shared values, noting universal health care, freedom of religion, and diversity in both nations. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells VOA Iran's missile launches this week are sparking strong resolve in Congress to renew and boost U.S. sanctions on Tehran. This is VOA News. U.S. General Wilson Schauffer told reporters in Kabul the Taliban is fracturing in Afghanistan's Helmand province, known as the Taliban stronghold. General Schauffer said the U.S. is seeing an emergence of three separate Taliban groups in northern Helmand and that all three factions are largely not loyal to the Afghan Taliban leader. Meanwhile, the Islamic State had designated Afghanistan, Pakistan, and parts of Iran as its so-called Khorasan province, where they have attempted recruitments. Schauffer estimates the current numbers of Islamic State fighters in Afghanistan are between 1,000 and 3,000. While North Korea's recent claim that it has miniaturized nuclear warheads drew skepticism in the United States, there is growing concern in Washington that Pyongyang could transfer nuclear technology or materials to other countries. Former U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair is warning that Pyongyang could be more tempted to sell its nuclear materials or technology to earn cash amid increased sanctions. Last week, the U.N. Security Council adopted a new resolution expanding sanctions against North Korea in response to Pyongyang's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. In U.S. politics, the last four Republican presidential candidates debated in Miami, Florida on Thursday for the final time before a day of major state primaries next Tuesday. All four candidates agreed overall on the need for immigration reform and to curb programs they said allow foreign workers into the U.S. to take jobs from Americans. Donald Trump remains the front runner, followed by Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. There are two remaining Democratic Party candidates, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, debated on Wednesday night. The top U.S. disease prevention official says there could be hundreds of thousands of Zika cases on the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean in the coming months if precautions are not taken. Dr. Tom Frieden says he is making Puerto Rico his number one priority in the fight against the virus. Brazil has been hardest hit by Zika, which has caused more than 4,000 babies to be born with birth defects. Health experts are strongly advising women who are pregnant or planning to become pregnant to avoid traveling to countries affected by Zika, including much of Latin America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.